when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I am Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the Friday morning episode. A bank holiday weekend stretches out ahead of us.
Oh,
do
yeah.
You have any plans, Sam? I'm making small talk here.
Yeah, that's a nice small talk. We don't usually do that. I don't really. I'd sort of forgotten it was a bank holiday weekend. I mean,
right.
because we live the soft life... sometimes yeah. Bank holiday weekends, the likes of you and I, kind of just blend in, don't they? I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to sound smug about that. What all I mean is that, like, it's if you have to commute into a workplace every day or go to school every day, then it's probably more seismic. But I'd like to do something. I might go and see the anniversary. Release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace at the local cinema with my kids tomorrow.
Because
they love those prequel movies, and so do I. They got
Is that
me
the
into
one with
them.
Jar Jar Binks in it?
Yeah. Mm. He's great, isn't he? I like him.
Yeah. Do we? I suppose. Yeah, he was hated, I think, when the film first came out, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. But we were talking about the other day, sometimes in our house, we talk about Jar Jar Binks once in a while. And because this film's coming out, it's being re-released, and because, you know, kids of my kids' age, they really like the prequels. And in fact, when they came out, I didn't like them. But then when my kids grew up and started watching them and preferred them to the original films, which they think are too old-fashioned, they got me into them. Anyway... Jar Jar Binks, a mate of mine called Jamie, who's a guy, Jamie Stangroom, is a legendary bloke. He was the guy who once, do you remember I told you when I was at Comedy Central, we managed to get Rio Ferdinand to dress up as spaceman and run away from an alien. And then
I worked with Jamie once or twice around that time.
Yeah. You would have done. Now, I haven't spoken to him for years. He's just an international man of... Like, I just follow his Instagram, and he just seems to be like, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but look him up. He just seems to be like traveling to all the world's most glamorous places and posing in front of things.
I thought you were going to say he's now a Jar Jar Binks impersonator. That would be something.
No, but he was always making little funny videos. What he did was, he got a job as a tour guide at the BBC, which meant he had to wear a fucking hat and everything, right? You know, like, you were one of these guys who sort of would show you around. You know, like Kenneth in 30 Rock, he was a bit like him, but at BBC Broadcasting House.
Right.
You watch 30 Rock?
Yeah, I love 30 Rock.
Yeah, so you know Kenneth, who was I can't remember what the name of his job was. Jamie was a bit
Concierge.
Like that. he was a bit like that at BBC, but he also sort of like, he had to give tours and he wore a special hat that was a bit like a sort of a bus conductor's hat when he was giving tours. But and he also like met people in reception, took them up. And whenever he did, he would befriend them because he's a very personable bloke, right? Mm. Very down-to-earth personable bloke. And next thing you know, he'd have taught them in the time it took him to get them from reception in a lift up to whatever radio or TV show they were appearing on. He'd sort of convinced them to involve themselves in whatever mental project he had on the go that he was always doing just for his own amusement as well. Like, there was never any money in it. I mean, occasionally, if I had a position of responsibility, I would give him a small amount of money in return for the brilliant stuff he would make. So that's how we got Rio Ferdinand. I posted a video on the Patreon a while back, which featured me and Slash. And that was because of Jamie, because Jamie had just befriended Slash and then arranged for him to do some silly filming with me for Comedy Central. And anyway, amongst all the other things, slash, you know, Rio Ferdinand being a spaceman, he also once did a thing with Jar Jar Binks. I can't remember why, but I hadn't spoken to him for ages. But he just remembered my daughter's name and remembered that my daughter was really into the prequel Star Wars films. And one day I just received a message from him, a video message, having not seen him for like maybe a year. Right. And I opened it and it was the actor of Jar Jar Binks delivering a message to my daughter.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, in the voice of Jar Jar Binks. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sure, you know, I mean, you've met him. He's an interesting guy. In fact, even having this chat has made me think I need to reach out to him
and
see what the hell he is doing. Have you just looked at his Instagram?
I haven't. Right. I will do. I'll follow him.
I think you'll probably be impressed by it. Last I heard, he'd become a commentator on competitive rifle shooting. What do you call that? I'm sorry, I haven't had much sleep. But what, you know, in the Olympics, it's just called shooting, right?
It's called shooting, I think.
Yeah, shooting.
Yeah. Right. He's just in front of various locations around the world.
He looks like a pop star, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks a bit like Alex Turner.
I'm not going to follow that. There's nothing in that for me, really. But I like
there's not
doing
much in it for me. I think it's for the ladies. But he's a very down-to-earth, self-effacing bloke. And I think he fits in with the TFTM ethos because he only does things for his own, for fun.
For his own amusement.
Do you know what I mean? He's never... He travels around and he's got the luck. But like I say, the last thing he was being paid for, he told me that he was a commentator for like Olympic shooting.
And
it enabled him to travel around the world. And you know, like you get channels, I don't know who, like Eurosport or whatever, who just make package up sports shows that can be syndicated around the world, right?
Yeah.
So someone like that, and he rocked up. Right, and he's just this lad from, I think he's from like Northampton maybe or something like that. No, Coventry. And he'd just turn up and commentate on these people shooting and then have a week in wherever it was. 1 week Japan, the next week Brazil. Shooting goes on everywhere, mate. It's an international pastime.
It's great work if you can get it.
It's the sort of work that you and I, if anyone's listening from that, we're available, aren't we, to do? I mean, I see us doing more as like punditry.
What, do I have to go places?
But glamorous places. It's like, now back to the studio, chaps. Back to Sam and Andy in the studio. Well, Andy, that was some top-class shooting. What did you think of the way he pointed? There's two things with shooting, isn't there? There's like your pointing and then there's your pull. I call it point and pull because you point your gun at the thing and then you pull the trigger. And those are the two key skills. Do you think they were on display there, Andy?
If it was back to Sam and Andy in their respective studios, pod studios, that would be all right. But
what if it was in Brazil or where else do you want to go? What if it was in Mallorca?
They're all on YouTube if you want to have a look at them, you know?
Who is the really good comic you went to see live with the curly hair who does funny things on Twitter and YouTube? Is he called...
Josh Pugh.
Josh Pugh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And he did something... He does a really funny piss take of sort of high-performance bro type... like podcasts. He calls it the Alpha Pod, I think, right? And he was doing one recently where he was talking exactly what you just said. He said, travel is the most important thing to improve your mind, bro. It's the most important thing you can do to improve your mind, yeah? Everyone has to travel, yeah? If you want to be like at your best, you have to travel. But, you know, I've got my business here. I've got my family here. I've got a lot of stuff going on here. So I don't waste my time and money getting on a plane and going somewhere. I haven't got time for that, bro. So what I do is I visualise, right? Every morning I decide on a place that I want to go. I look at pictures of it and I look at videos on YouTube, right, to get a sense of what it's like. And then I just spend 10 minutes every morning, my eyes shut, visualizing that place. And then it's done. I've travelled, but without the cost. And I'm not like using up all the time that I could be spending building my business, you know?
I bet if you went to many of the wonders of the world and you got there and you were overwhelmed a bit by it all, let's say Taj Mahal, Sugarloaf Mountain, Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
Any of that. You could, for a brief moment, think to yourself, I could have watched this on YouTube. I could have watched a documentary where maybe Simon Reeve was here talking about it, and it would have been about the same.
Well, I tell you this much, you definitely get a better view because there's a new series of Race Against the World out, which I've talked about before, and I believe that some of the team behind it actually are fans of this podcast.
Oh, really?
I was absolutely delighted by because the last time I talked about it, one of the producers got in touch to say, oh, yeah, some of us were listening to Top Flight while we were out there making it, which blew my mind, right?
But didn't offer to get us on Celebrity Race Around the World.
With Melanie Blatt.
Yeah.
And her mum.
Yeah, we could get on that.
I think we're big enough for that. I think we could have been because we would have
I think we're in a hinterland between regular guy Race Around the World and Celebrity.
Oh, mate, that would have gone badly. If me and you had gone as a double act on Race Against the World, it would have been across the world. I think you would have throttled me in my sleep on day one, mate. it would have ruined the show.
Yeah, there's been a murder on Race Around the World.
It's the first murder sadly. Of the show. But like,
and not even manslaughter, actual murder.
No, it was murder, and he's admitted it too. He's admitted it. In fact, he alerted the producers before he did it. Sent them a text. I'm about to murder Sam.
I think we did the rounds on the set of Game of Thrones as well, towards the end of that as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's at least two members of Game of Thrones cast who's into this podcast. So that's good.
We found that out off of a poster on a train.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
There was a poster on a train talking about us.
An interview with one of the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
One of the monsters, I think he was. I don't know.
He weren't a monster. I don't know. Well, I think in a sense they're all monsters. By the way, listeners, keep one eye out for the Sam and Andy belated Game of Thrones fan cast, which we launch in soon.
We will go through deep dive every single episode of Game of Thrones without watching them.
Yeah,
just from reading the Wikipedia page.
It'll be called There Will Be Tits.
It will be called Wither Monsters? ?
True or false? Is there a woman with three tits in Game of Thrones?
I'll go say true.
Okay.
Can we just make that up?
True or false? Is there a dragon with tits and a fanny in that you see in Game of Thrones?
You see the fanny as well.
You see the dragon's fanny.
A lot. Tits bump.
The dragon's fanny. Wasn't that the name of a Viz annual in 1994?
I'll go true on that as well.
Yeah, I'm making these things up. I don't know
real. What's that phrase? It's like, if you can imagine it, then it was in Game of Thrones.
Really?
Something like that. I don't know. You briefly mentioned high performance podcasting there.
Oh,
was there anything else you wanted to add to what we were saying there? I can't remember. We started on.
I can't remember
Star
what started
Wars,
that.
Jar Jar Binks.
We were talking about Star Wars and the amazing phenomenon that is. Jamie Stangroom and then commentator. Yeah, no, I think I'm done.
Right, okay, I'll put a line under that. But you did mention High Performance Podcast, and that takes me back to a very long tweet from Jakey Humphrey.
Jakey Boy, yeah.
Jakey Boy on
the Big
on
J.
Wednesday, 1st of May. I'll read it out. It's accompanied by a photograph of what looks like an ordinary-looking bungalow. A nice bungalow, fairly well-tended garden.
This. Nice bungalow, actually. I like it.
Yeah. And there's a photo in the front. I'll get to what's at the front of the bungalow at the end because it's important. Jakey Humphrey says, in 1981, a nondescript small bungalow on the edge of Norwich, 5 minutes from my house, welcomed a new tenant. Already it's good. Nondescript small bungalow. It's just a normal house. It's a normal house that a normal person would live in.
A normal performance person would
live. Somebody who's probably even subnormal performance.
Subnormal performance. But that's fine. That's fine. There's room for everyone.
That's okay.
I mean, if there weren't subnormal performance people, then there wouldn't be room for us high performance people.
There couldn't be high performance by definition, because everybody would be high performance, but that would then be standard performance.
And that's why I believe that inequality is so important to all of us. Because without inequality,
how do you
people
get quality?
Like me wouldn't be able to shine and look down on the other people. Do you see? They tried equality. It was in a little place called the Soviet Union. It didn't work out. Now what we've got is what I believe is a more progressive idea of the Soviet Union, created by me, Jake Humphreys, called the High Performance Union.
But the thing you must consider is that if I am up there looking down on everyone else, it's just because I want to help them raise up to my level as well, so we can all be up there maybe one day, like the Soviet Union.
And don't forget, guys, all of this as well, throughout it all, look after your mental health, yeah? It's important. Yeah. Talk to your mates.
Yeah. Reach out, yeah?
Reach out, yeah?
But by the way, Sam, how are you doing today? How's your mental health today?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's pretty good. I woke up and I went through my usual morning ritual, my gratitude ritual, and I think I'm feeling positive. How about you, mate?
I'm very good. I've got a new ritual. I wake up every morning and make a cup of green tea, and then when I'm drinking the green tea, I draw myself a picture of a ship, and then what I do is I imagine the ship is going to sail off across the sea. The sea itself being my day ahead.
Aha!
That is my voyage. So the ship, once the ship's been drawn, I know that the voyage begins.
Wow. That's powerful. That's so...
You can use that if you want.
That's so powerful, bro.
Yeah.
That's really powerful.
It's a powerful ship. Every day it's a powerful ship. Never a dinghy. Never one of those ones that they come over on the channel.
No, not an immigrant boat. That's
not
horrible.
An immigrant boat. No, it's a proper one. A government-built boat.
And by the way, but seriously, if there are any immigrants listening... look after your mental health, yeah?
Yeah.
Do, because being an immigrant it must be tough, I assume. It's not a high-performance kind of a lifestyle, I don't think. It must be hard to practice some of our high-performance rituals and habits if you are an immigrant.
When you're on that dinghy coming across from France, just take a moment, just drop anchor, and just check in with each other on your mental health.
Check in with your bros. Maybe shut your eyes, breathe, and just feel, you know what I like to do? Feel my feet, feel them on the ground. Now, if you're in a dinghy, they're not going to be, strictly speaking, on the ground. They're going to be on a layer of plastic dividing
plastic,
you from...
Plastic, rubber, canvas,
from,
something like that,
from the channel. But it doesn't matter. As long as you can feel your feet touching a thing, then I think that really helps put things in perspective. Sure, you might be running from a despotic regime in your homeland, carrying your baby under one arm. I don't know how these things work, but you know, you're alive, you're breathing, and the world is full of opportunities and abundance. If you breathe, simply if you breathe, Andy, as you know, breathing's important, isn't it?
Breathing keeps you going.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Jalapeño.
What you've done already so far just to get into that dinghy and get onto the under the ocean is in itself a high performance act.
It is.
But once you get to the UK, it's next level. You're going to have to reach an even higher level of performance.
When you're in the UK, I hear people moaning and bitching and whinging about the state of the economy. Let me tell you, if you know where to look, if you know how to breathe, if you keep your feet touching whatever surface it is that's close to them, there are opportunities for you to build businesses, build your platform and your audience, right? Leverage that for profitable purposes, but in a sustainable way, yeah?
Mm. If you, when you get to the UK, and obviously you'll be interviewed by a uniformed official very early on, and they'll ask you why you're there, just say to them, I'm here to start a startup. And they'll wave you through. They'll wave you through.
Because this is a land of, no matter what anyone, I don't care what anyone says, this is a land of opportunity. Look at me. I didn't pass my A-levels, right?
Famously.
I didn't pass my... Yeah, that might surprise you because people look at me and say, look at him. He used to present Champions League. He's got a podcast. He's really tall and he's got a massive fuck-off watch. How can you achieve all of those incredible things without any A-levels? Well, buddy, I'm living proof, right?
Anything's possible.
Country, if you've got balls, if you've got courage, if you've got the wherewithal to drive yourself and do a start-up, you know... then this country will welcome you with open arms. So simply tell them, if they ask for specifics, I doubt they will. If they do, say it's an app. You're developing an app in the fintech health AI sector.
Yeah, and they'll wave you through. No Rwanda for you.
Say it's also to do with crypto. Crypto AI, health tech, fin.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep your balls approximately 3 feet higher.
Always keep
your balls 3 feet higher than your feet.
You know, I learned that. I had, you probably heard the app. If you didn't, check it out. It's a really, really powerful episode. It was by Dr. Rangang Chitterbug. And he delivered a really, really powerful TEDx talk, which he told us about on the app. And it was about testicular elevation.
Yeah,
and how there's actually a huge amount of science now, support coming out of a lot of colleges in the States, supporting the idea that by keeping your balls always exactly 3 feet above your feet, it can increase your protocol effectiveness by, you know, 3 to 4% over any given week.
The area. Obviously, you can't see it, but there's an area between the balls and the feet, which is full of energy, that area. Mm. You can't see it, but it's there.
Yeah.
It's become known as the luxury gap. And that doesn't mean anything, but it's named after a Heaven 17 album.
Yeah. Bro, you say it doesn't mean anything. It means something to me. You are speaking my language. Absolutely. It's fascinating. And the science behind it is growing every single day.
Lots of awareness. There's lots of education.
There's Josh
such
Gooley's,
and such.
Professor Josh Gooley's from Sanford has got a great pod. Check it out if you haven't already. He used to be a Marine, and now he's a neuroscientist at a university, and his beard is huge.
Didn't even train, just started doing it.
Just started doing it. He grew a beard. He's his muscles are absolutely immense.
Brilliant muscles.
And he's been in the laboratory. He's been in the laboratory doing the research, so we can support the idea of the luxury gap with real hard data.
They're not actual laboratories, which is the brilliant bit about it. It's such a lean operation. He doesn't actually have. He calls them mind laboratories. He does research. He's no education.
He does research,
not in laboratories. They're in his bungalow. but you know, anyone can be anything if they put their mind to it.
He researches in his head. All those old, you know, these old fusty scientists, this is very much, you know, 20th century stuff. These guys who are really pushing us into new territory in the areas of the research that matter to us in high performance, half the research is just done without a team, without test tubes or even any electricity.
Any kind of research material.
Yeah, nothing like that. It can all be done inside of the human brain.
It all comes from inside yourself.
Yeah.
And there's more reading to be done on that. There was a paper published by the Letitia Institute recently. there's a lot of great stuff going on there as well. Back to this.
I just find all of this so nourishing. Mate, do you know what I mean? I just feel nourished by the amount of amazing people.
I can feel my synapses
people.
Firing. My synapses are firing right now.
Yeah,
just from talking. Yeah.
I feel like my brain's in a like high end gymnasium, you know, an executive gym, not a council gym.
All of the time we've been talking about this, my balls have maintained at that exact height that they need to be.
Always.
I've kept them there.
Keep them high, guys. Keep them high.
Keep them as high as you can.
And if you're a lady, I don't know, maybe it's the same with your tits. I don't know because I don't acknowledge women.
I know they're out there. I'm sure they're wonderful.
That's fine.
I'm pretty sure my mum was one a long time ago, though. But, they're valuable. Just not to me.
My mother was a woman. She wasn't the sharpest tool in the box. She never started a business in her life, so she didn't. I question whether or not she was actually ever alive. But those were the times she lived in.
She existed, I guess, to deliver me into the world, to grow me, harvest me.
And different people have different roles. Women are like plants; they're there to support the business ecosystem.
Secretaries.
Yeah, exactly. Where would I be without a secretary? I've got a secretary. I don't know her name, but she's a woman.
I'm going to say Andrea, maybe. Not sure. But getting back to this tweet that Jake Humphrey did. A nondescript small bungalow on the edge of Norwich, 5 minutes from my house, welcomed a new tenant. The people living here now are likely oblivious to the significance of this bungalow, sitting among other identical houses in this small cul-de-sac. They're probably borderline moronic, is what he's saying. They don't know who lived here. Why should they? There's no blue plaque. People don't knock on the door and ask.
It's a shit house. Like it's a shit house for shit people.
It's a shit house. It's a cunt's house.
Do you know what? These people aren't fucking curious, and that's their problem. That's why they live in a shit house.
Because
they do not have curious minds. And they probably have no interest in Formula One.
Clue. The new guy would have arrived here likely feeling anxious. It was his first step in single-seater racing, miles from native Brazil. I just realised I lapsed into David Bowie in Dancing in the Street with Mick Jagger there. My favourite bit, on the streets of Brazil.
South America!
We need to dive that song and video at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
He needn't have worried. He won the RAC and Townsend Taurus and Formula Ford 1600 championships that year with the local Van Diemen team. He had pressure to return to Brazil and the family business, but thankfully he carried on racing. Then, 30 years ago today, he lost his life at Imola. Well, there was a gap in between winning the RSC and Townsend Taurus and Formula Ford 1600 championships and dying at Imola, I think. I don't think you can say then.
Then he died.
Then some other stuff happened, then he died.
Cut a long story short, he died.
And that's why I'm here today, because it was 30 years ago.
Next thing you know, the cunt's dead. And that's a lesson to all of us, isn't it? Yeah, follow your dreams.
If you look at single-seater racing and how they position themselves, the balls are very near the floor. You can see that death is kind of inevitable under those conditions. However, rugged drive, R-U-G-G-E, drive, it's just out at the fucking street, if you want to go and pay homage. In 1981, will forever be the place Ayrton Senna's journey in European single-seater racing first began. He keeps saying single-seater racing, as if there's an Ayrton Senna that, that exists in double-seater or tandem racing. Or
racing with a sidecar.
Here's the house now. And he says, here's the house now with a simple yellow daffodil from my garden.
Yeah, that's the bit that really weirded me out. So he does. He says he lives 5 minutes from his house, or from where he grew up. So this isn't a neighbour. So he's walked round to a house where he somehow found out that Ayrton Senna once lived with a daffodil that he's taken from his own garden. He somehow got in their back garden or up as close enough to take this photo and he's lobbed the fucking daffodil from his garden into that garden.
That position where it is at the bottom of the garden is probably his maximum lobbing distance from the public highway.
Well, remember, he's a tall cunt, so even if they've got a standard size fence, he'd probably tower over it, no problem. He can look in it. Yeah, that's the thing about me. I can look the amount of fucking tits I've seen for free over the years just because I can fucking look over people's fences and in people's windows, no problem.
he probably threw it like a dart as well.
Yeah, high-performance throwing.
High-performance throwing, yeah. Oh, God. So that is Jake Humphries on the Twitter on the 1st of May. He is, of course, verified on Twitter. He pays the £8 a month, which gives him a blue tick and also gives him the ability to write long, meandering pieces like that.
I need to write long things. People want to hear a lot from me.
I'm selling myself short and I'm you know, undoing the people who want to follow me by sticking to 240 characters.
It's not
There's
fair.
A lot more to say.
It's not
I
fair
won't do
on
that
them.
Multi-tweet thing. I just won't do it.
Threads are for the week.
Threads are for
Threads
losers.
Threads are for the week. Yeah.
If you can't put it on one document, then it's not
then
worth
it's not
putting
worth,
down.
It's not worth saying. They'll teach you that at half a business school.
Somebody named Maka THFC, Spurs fan, replies, he has a road named after him in Reading. He lived there for a couple of years in the early 80s, and they put a photograph of an Ayrton Senna Road street sign. So that's a nice little bit of a... That'll have got Jake seething slightly, I think. Right, okay, right. I'm now going to launch a campaign with the council to have Ayrton Senna's bungalow renamed the Ayrton Senna Bungalow.
He'll have been on to Andrew, his assistant. So listen, there's some fucker on fucking Twitter who's tried to one-up me. I won't allow that. Have him shut down. Get everything. I want you to do some digging on this cunt. Get everything you can on him. I need to discredit him. Pronto. He's coming out with some shit about a street in Reading. He's made me look like an arsehole in front of all of my fans.
It's very low performance.
I've told you this before, but whenever I think of Ayrton Senna, I always fucking think about the moment I found out he was dead. And I wasn't really, I mean, I'd heard his name, but I've never been a big Formula One guy. So I wasn't, at that stage, I wasn't really kind of aware of how important and significant a figure he was in his sport and in the world, really. But I'd heard of him. And it was just one of the greatest this and that moments because I was on holiday with my brother in Portugal, Easter 94, obviously May 94, and I'm sat and we had to go to some bar, right, to watch Premier League football,
right?
You know, like certain bars. So we'd driven out to some bar to watch Premier League. Quiet bar, one guy working in there, not many other drinkers. We're sat at the bar watching whatever the fuck it was, some Premier League game. And the this and that guy, who I can't tell you how much he conformed to the this and that look, you know, moustache, slightly grubby white shirt with sweat patches, etc. He's come out from the back. Me and my brother are watching a game. He's come out from the back polishing a glass. He's leant nonchalantly against the other side of the bar. And without looking at us, he's looking at the TV screen, right, same as we are. And he just goes, Ayrton Senna is dead. And we went, sorry, what? And he looked, and then he looked round, annoyed that we hadn't registered the first time. He went, Ayrton Senna is dead. It was really aggressive. And we were like, oh, fucking hell, all right, mate. Yeah, thanks for breaking it softly. I mean, my brother was more aware of who Ayrton Senna was than I was. That, like, so he was pretty upset. And I was just, like, amused that the guy was almost starting on us about it.
Yeah.
So that's all I think about. In fact, usually around the anniversary time, I do send my brother a text saying Ayrton Senna is dead in caps lock. I might do that later today now, I've been remembering, even though I'm a bit late.
It is the anniversary. You're within 2 days. I think Jake would accept that. One of my favourite reply on that tweet is from someone who says, we lived in Brazil in the early 2000s for a couple of years. When we left, I gave an English coffee table book about Ayrton to the guy who cleaned our pool. He just burst into tears.
Wow.
So there we go. We've got plenty of mileage out of that.
I'll tell you what, just as a recommendation, though, that the Senna documentary, and it's very old now.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah.
It's so good. And the main thing it did was get me into Latin jazz, Astrid Gilberto and all of that. And I've never looked back since, because the soundtrack to it is fucking sensational.
And I think there's no mention of Rugged Drive on the documentary. I think that's why Jake has... added this tweet to add to the canon of Senna's life.
The other thing is that Jake is hoping, what I've heard in rumours from my contacts in the movie industry, you know, Asif Kapadia, he made Senna, he made Amy, he made Diego Maradona. He made Maradona. Fantastic. I think Humphreys is fishing.
There's a lineage
fishing.
There, isn't there?
I think Humphreys is fishing for the next Asif Kapadia production to be
Humphreys
or Jake. He doesn't know yet which is going to be, because he feels as if he's known as Jake, because he's one of those guys who, like, the name's transcended everything. He transcends surnames.
Absolutely. Look out for that. Might have to be crowdfunded, but whatever. Predictions?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Let's do this. Yeah.
Arsenal versus Bournemouth.
Arsenal versus Bournemouth will be 3-1 Arsenal.
I'm going to go 2-0 Arsenal. Manchester City versus Wolves. I will go for 4-0 Manchester City.
I will say 2-0 Manchester City.
Chelsea versus West Ham United.
Chelsea 2, West Ham 3.
I'm going to go 2-2.
Right.
Sunderland versus Sheffield Wednesday. I will go for 2-0 Sheffield Wednesday.
Is it at your place?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 1-0 to Sunderland.
Nice. Burnley. Burnley versus... Saudi Arabia's Newcastle.
I think this will be Burnley 2, Newcastle 1.
I think it will be 1-1. That's the predictions. That's the episode. Thanks for listening, and that's that.
That's that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.